That air conditioning is maybe on a little heavy. Oh, but right now it feels real nice. What? I had a drink.
Oh.
Is it still on the top of my car? What did I do? Yep. And in a testament to the smooth ride of my car, it was still sitting on top. This car is sitting in the middle of this alley and not letting anyone past. Anyone being me. And there they go. All right. Okay, maybe I don't need the air conditioning to be on quite this much. I'm fucking freezing now. Oh God. Oh God, I am made entirely of ice. Go. This truck is not going. All right, then I can go. Steam broadcasting, huh? I did it, once. When it kind of first rolled out, but I haven't really... haven't really used it since. What does it do for windowed games? Will it broadcast your whole desktop, or will it just broadcast the window? Like, if I were to just start a Clicker Heroes stream, what would it stream? If I was... I mean, I guess actually that does run in full screen, so... whatever Steam overlay sees. Yeah, should probably just do that. Quiet streets tonight, but I guess it's fucking almost 8 o'clock, so. I brought my super gun into the office and hooked up a few of those arcade boards, and realized that I need to get, like a toothbrush, and maybe my alcohol, rubbing alcohol, whatever it is. And clean some of the contacts on those boards to get them to work. Because some of those boards are pretty dirty. Some of them I could get them going, but the connections wouldn't be tight. So, you couldn't move left, or the graphics were fucked up, or whatever, so... I guess a bit of a long day, but it was nice. Saw some stuff, got some stuff done, made some things happen. Video games were played. Oh, were they played? Guy riding his bike, not in the bike lane. Sort of a fucked up thing to have with her. Come on. There we go. Get this phone a charging. There we go. I gotta say, driving this late is kind of nice. There is no one on these fucking roads. Apps World Weekend with Danny Daniels, 15th and 16th. Very exciting. people being shitty on the streets. And the phone lines are open. If that's your thing. This Veloster in front of me got all the chrome blacked out because it's hella sick. Thinking over what music I want to be listening to, but there's just nothing jumping out right away. I mean, I guess I could just turn on the radio. What is it? Wednesday? No, today's Thursday. Was it like Thursday Night Live with DJ Envy? I think I want to say Thursday Night Live with DJ Envy is the show that has the fucking truck horns. So. If that's even still on, I guess it's getting kind of late. Did the iPod reboot? It did.
Oh, blacks.
blasting that Linda Ronstadt, doing it.
Diamonds are forever. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might hurt me.
Oh, huh. For whatever reason, it didn't register the do not disturb. Alright. I guess maybe now the phones will work. Well, there we go. Get my phone answering voice on. Hello?
Hey.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good.
Cool.
I've had some beer.
Well, I mean,
everything is A-okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people do in Texas, right? That's all you can do.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah.
That and dodge tornadoes by staying in one place that's not a mobile home.
Right. Yeah. No. Didn't it rain like a zillion inches?
Yeah, it totally did. It's supposed to rain more this weekend too. So, whoopee.
Yeah, that's...
It's 90 degrees now, all the damn time.
Weird. Yeah, it's been, like, weirdly chilly and kind of moist here, and I guess they're saying there could be thunderstorms sometime this week, which is awesome, because we never, ever, 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 ever get thunderstorms. But we've gotten a couple over the last year, and it's been great, because that's cool. Thunder and lightning is rad.
Yeah, man. We've had some, like, crazy-ass, like, super long rolling thunder lately, and it sounds like the sky is, like, exploding or whatever.
Yeah, that's perfect. That sounds exactly what I'm looking for.
Cool. Well, I have a dumb question that I came up with
okay.
in 5 seconds.
Terrific. I mean, those are the best. There are no dumb questions. That's not actually true.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen the Q&As.
But first, let me ask you, what you sipping on?
Oh, just Modelo.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right.
It's boring. if you could get, like, a table added to Pinball Arcade, what would you pick?
I don't think they have F-14 Tomcat yet.
No, they don't.
Yeah, that would be the one. That's if I were to go down the dark path of owning a pinball machine again, that would be the one. I just think it's fun, it's super fast, and I like the way the Russian guy yells at you.
Yeah, they actually had it like for a little while at Pinball Arcade in Austin.
Yeah.
But it was set to German and it was only there for like a week. I don't know if like somebody bought it or like the dude just kept it in his personal collection.
Weird.
But that was pretty cool.
So like with it being
set
to German, does that mean did it actually talk in German?
No, it was just like all of the display stuff
okay.
like on the DMV was in German.
Yeah. That's still pretty cool.
Yeah. I want Getaway High Speed 2 in there.
Yeah, that would be
real.
Yeah, yeah. They have High Speed 1. Like, you know, you figure they have to do that eventually. That's a great machine. Have they done anything? Well, I guess actually Terminator has. I was going to say, have they done anything that requires you to use the plunger for anything other than launching the ball? But I guess Terminator does that.
Yeah.
Because you shift or whatever in High Speed 2. You have to, like, shift gears or something, right?
Yep, yeah. When you get the multiplier going and
yeah.
stuff.
And it's all shift.
And, like, shift gears.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that crap.
Yep, it's pretty good.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, that's about it for me.
All right, enjoy your Modellos.
I will. Somebody else from Mixler, come on. Don't be calling every single damn time.
Well, I just needed to test this a little bit before E3 because it's been a while since I'd taken any calls. Just wanted to, you know, make sure everything was still working okay. So.
Yeah,
Test,
so,
test completed.
All grade three.
No, I mean, hopefully, cool. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That sounds right. Awesome. I will definitely be there.
Cool. All right. Have a good night.
Okay.
See ya.
You too. Thanks. Bye. Right.
Bye.
I realized that I've arrived, cause it take more than a magazine to kill my vibe. Does he write his own rhyme? Sort of. I think him. That mean
I'm not sure how to like transfer from one call to another with the car stuff, cause I'm just hitting buttons on the steering wheel to take calls and whatever. Call waiting is always so ridiculous anyway. Oh, it says incoming call on my speedometer too. Here's the 604. Call it the 6. Hello, who is this? Is what's going on?
Hey man. Oh.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself, man? I'm just chilling over here, but I got a question. I'm hoping you could answer it for me.
All right, lay it out. Let's hear it.
Okay, you gonna do any more jog time? Like, what's up with that? You haven't done a jog time in, like, forever.
Yeah. So I actually went through and pulled a bunch of questions from Comic Vine yesterday from my inbox over there, and I think I have just about enough to get one in. But, you know, I could always use a few more, so there's that. But
I was wondering that, because it's always, like, you know, I thought people would, you know, more questions, but, you know, I can help you out, maybe.
So I've gotten pretty selective with that stuff. To cut out down to things that I might actually have something to say about instead of just like, yep, nope, because that gets kind of boring. So I've been a little selective with some of that stuff. Also, like, I'm in the process of setting up like a home office type thing, and I'm going to move my PC into another room and all that. So, like, I haven't been able to really like record stuff at home reliably and all that. So, like, with all that stuff in transition, you know, it's been difficult. So once that's done, I'll probably have it all set up.
I'm glad to hear that you're getting that on the road again.
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, right now it's all E3 all the time, so it's there's not really like when I'm not like actively recording stuff, I'm answering emails or booking, like helping to book guests or standing around going like, man, E3's coming, huh? That's crazy. Which is usually, actually, that's how I spend most of my time these days, is just standing up behind Brad while he does all the real work, and I just go, man, crazy times, huh, buddy? And he turns around and just shakes his head at me and then gets back to work.
And just one more question. Have you been, like, looking at a lot of, like, with Unfinished, you cover early access games and stuff like that. It seems to be very selective, and it's more personal interest, which is obviously a lot of what Quick Looks are about. But have you been personally digging into early access and any insight into how you pick that?
We've gotten a little more selective with everything lately when it comes to just Quick Looks and Unfinished and all that sort of stuff. Like, we're passing on more stuff. And so, yeah, like, when it comes to Unfinished and stuff, like, you know, we did H-Hour because I played a lot of SOCOM and SOCOM 2 and wanted to see if that thing was any good. And, you know, so it's a multitude of factors. You know, it can be like, hey, there's a lot of people asking for this, or there's a lot of people talking about it, or, you know, this seems like it's a big deal, like, maybe we should check it out. Like, you know, we're going to do, actually, I guess it's not Unfinished, it came out, but we're going to, you know, I'm forcing a Quick Look of You Must Build a Boat, because I think that game's fucking rad. And, you know, it's a phone game. It's like, it's a $3 phone game. Like, you would look at it and go like, well, whatever, why don't we cover this? It's like, because it's great and more people need to know about it. So part of it is like, you know, like, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, how do you do the video hookup with the phones? Like I'm sort of interested in the technical aspects of that.
They sell a dongle. They sell an HDMI out because they're thinking like, oh, maybe people want to watch movies or whatever from their phone on their TV. So they sell iPhone cables, like official Apple gear that is just connects to the bottom and has an HDMI port on it. So we can just hook it right up. It's finicky and it sort of sucks. And because it's displaying games in two separate places, the performance takes a little bit of a hit. But generally speaking, it's more than good enough for that sort of stuff. It has HDCP on it, so you have to get around that. But other than that, it's all pretty straightforward.
All right. Thank you for answering my question, sir.
Yep. Have a good night.
Dude.
See ya. Drop top Porsches for yourself, that's important. If you drop my name Porsche and you get tips from any man, then your fat friend, her nickname is Minivan. Excuse me, that's just the Henny, man. I smoke, I drink, I'm supposed to stop, I can't because... Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. Oh, jeez. This is coming from someone whose name is in my phone. Ian, what are you doing?
Hey, man. What's up?
Not much. I'm driving. I'm in Marin City.
Yeah, I'm not actually listening. People on Twitter, though, just telling me to call.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm on the road. We're getting ready for E3. We're going through all that shit, you know, kind of standard stuff.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
God, that's next week, isn't it?
Yep, it's totally... Well, wait, is it? No, it's It's the week after. It's the week after. So I drive not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you up to? What's keeping you busy? Oh, man. Ian had enough. He was like, man, fuck it. Fuck this. This is a different caller now. Hello, what's going on? Who is this?
Hey, this is Scott from Jersey. I'm out in here in Vinny country, so.
Nice.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah, no, it's, you could ride, get on the mega bus, take it places for $3. I don't know what it is. Mega bus.
Yeah. Yep. I think in the wake of like everything that's going on with Konami and the rising popularity of like basically controllerless or like just using your phone or whatever's going on with that version of Just Dance, do you think that we can ever actually get DDR to come back to homes or even like get big in arcades again, or is it just dead forever?
I don't know. I mean, it seemed like they continued to release DDR games into arcades, like, or upgrades for them or something like that, right? Because I feel like that stuff was ongoing. So I don't know if it'd be super popular because I just don't... I kind of feel like the mainstream wave of that is kind of done, and those machines probably don't see the same level of action they once did for operators.
Yeah.
Did you
ever play that weird Korean version where it's all diagonal? Because I tried that one, and that was hell.
Yeah, what is that? This shit, what is that called? In the Groove was someone to make the hardware, which is, you know, it's a hassle that they're probably not going to be, you know, that they're not going to see a huge return on. So just like from an opportunity cost standpoint of like, you know, hey, they can only spend, they're only so many people, they can only spend their time on so much stuff. Like the cold hard business truth becomes like, well, make phone games and pachinko stuff, and we'll invest more of our efforts into the parlor games, pachinko side, the patchy slot stuff, and get out of consumer games because it's just not, you know, it's not doing it for them the way it maybe it once did. So, like, I just don't think there's a good reason for them to do it. You know, I think it totally sucks, but I also, like, I understand why they wouldn't necessarily get out there and keep making Castlevania games, because they probably just don't bring in enough money to be worth it. You know, it's like if they probably break even, turn profit a little bit, but they're like, you know, if we take the same number of people and put them on Castlevania themed pachinko machines instead, we would be making way more money. So it's just one of those dumb, I think it's probably just one of those dumb business things, you know.
I think the natural solution is just betting on like trained children in competitive DDR, like horse racing.
Yeah.
Just throw two of them in a pit and make them do centerfold over and over again, so it's just nice and even.
Yeah, I think that would be totally one way to go, and then use your phone to bet on it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a bunch of just salarymen staring using Periscope, just staring at small children, just like, oh man.
Yeah, they could do
trees.
Yeah, they could just repurpose all the weird horse racing machines they made in Japan. I don't know if Konami made any of those, but like it was like Derby Owners Club or whatever, where they have like this fake video game sports book. It's like 8 little desks with a gigantic panorama screen that is devoted to showing virtual horse races, and people just sit there and chain smoke and bet on polygonal horses like all day long and win nothing of any real value while doing so. So maybe if they just did that and replaced it with video of people playing DDR, you could just sit there and chain smoke and watch kids dance. Which I think is how most of Japan is now.
I feel like that is truly the height of society.
It's where we're all headed. You know, you can either get on board or get out of the way, as far as I'm concerned. There's a steam train coming through, and its name is Child Dance Dance Party. And I'm going to be on that bandwagon. I'm going to try to make a lot of money. That's my new business venture.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you gotten exhausted of people asking you, like, every 35 seconds if they're going to make new hardware revisions of the consoles yet?
Yeah, I don't know why people would think that that's, like, on the menu this year. Like, these consoles are still so new that they probably have a lot of them piled up in warehouses and stuff, right? So there's no real reason to revise the hardware, at least the way it looks. I mean, they're always going to revise the internals as best they can to, you know, keep making them cheaper as they make more and more of them. But like that type of revision seems way too early. So I don't know why people think that that's like a likely outcome, you know? Like, there's no real precedent for that for, like, a redesign that fast, I don't think. So, it's pretty crazy.
All right, I will free up the line now. Right, cool. I think I've polluted you with Jersey Airways forever. Run GFP!
Oh, man. Yeah. I'll see ya. The 410, that's not a real area code. Actually, I guess it's Maryland, right? Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, I am in Maryland. Yes.
Hi. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? What you sipping on?
I got a Diet Pepsi here.
I'm drinking some garbage beer. It's like Yinling Black and Tan. Pretty bad.
Do they pre-package it as a Black and Tan, or did you pour a Yinling into something else?
It's pre-packaged as a Black and Tan. It's pretty rotten. But it was cheap.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like it would probably be pretty bad, but fuck it, man.
It's the road I went down tonight. You know, so there you are. But yeah, man, I was I'm super jealous of that box of arcade boards you got in the mailbag. So what are you gonna do with those? Are you gonna do a stream or something? Or
I'm probably gonna try to go through some of them on the show tomorrow, but we won't be able to go through all of them because there's just too many. So I brought in my super gun today and hooked a few up and played a little Tetris and hooked up some of the boards that I wasn't really sure what they were. And they just need to be cleaned, like the contacts are filthy and, you know, like, so some of the games are just, you know, a lot of graphical corruption and stuff like that with the way they're getting hooked up. So, but yeah, I want to go through all that stuff and play a little bit of it. Even if I just like end up like setting up a camera at my desk or something and just like, let's hook these up and go through it that way.
Yeah, I would watch an all day stream or, you know, a multi hour stream of you doing that shit. So
yeah, it's crazy. Like there are games in there that are like weird. It's, you know, it's like the stuff, if you look through the list of everything supported by MAME, you eventually come across like a zillion Korean bootleg, like weird ripoffs of Bubble Bobble.
Right.
And there's one of those in there from like 96, and it's just nuts. So
rad.
Yeah,
I'll just see that.
Yeah, so
I
want to hook all that stuff up. I couldn't get Magic Sword working at all, but yeah, that stuff just needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, that's the $15,000 board that you
got. Right, yeah.
Cool. All right, cool.
Cool
talking to you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Just realized it's, you know, like 11:30 out there. Who complain about when he is old and throw a tantrum like he is 3 years old? You gotta love and know somebody still speak from his soul. And when it changed by the change or the game or the fame when he came in it. Hello, you are on. What's on your mind? Hello, hi.
Hey, hi Jeff. It's Corey from North Carolina. First time, long time.
Nice. What's going on in NC? Do people there call it NC?
I do, but I'm not from here. I'm from Jersey originally. I only moved down here like 3 years ago.
Okay, so yeah.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
First off, just wanted to thank you guys. I had to drive to upstate New York and back in the last week, and you guys got me through like 1,200 miles of driving with podcasts.
Nice, yeah.
And that was great.
Cool.
It was the perfect timing for a new podcast out of the East.
Yeah. No, definitely. It's good that those guys are finally up and running. I'm glad that it took a long time to find someone for that office and get all the equipment and gear and all this other stuff. But it's nice to see that podcast is off and running. It's doing quite well. So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, and Austin seems like a great fit. I mean, I was on board the minute he compared Splatoon to the Searchers and didn't feel the need to explain himself. Like, it's a pretty obscure Western reference.
Yeah.
And I was completely on board.
Yeah. Austin's pretty awesome. So, yeah, it'll be good to have him out for E3 and get him in the mix for some of our press conference stuff and just all that stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, I got one question for you. This is, I was listening to an episode of Idle Thumbs, which is another solid podcast, and they kind of got into like a sidetrack story about sort of, it was like made up childhood games, but it reminded me of sort of borderline fan fiction I'd written like as a teenager in the late 90s, when me and a friend were sort of like, well after the NES had died, we became like competitive and incredibly obsessed with Tecmo Super Bowl for the NES.
Yeah.
And we played seasons against each other and kept like meticulous record books and wrote articles, both like that we printed on paper and were posting online because we were like real early internet adopters.
Yeah.
And I unfortunately he lost it at some point. I like would kill to have that stuff now as like a guy in his mid-30s now, just to look back on like the real dumb stuff I was doing like as a teenager.
Totally.
But I'm just curious if you've ever written, like, have you done anything you would consider in the realm of fan fiction for video games throughout like the time you've played or you know, followed games?
Not really. When I was real little, it gets back to what I was talking about when I, like, on a recent video I said that I really like graph paper. It's because I used to like try to draw, just make up video games. Like I would try to, you know, just draw stuff and make games. And so, yeah, I really wish I still had some of that stuff, but, the stuff I did for Game of the Year that is like Bike 2 and all that other weird dumb shit I came up with for that is actually pretty directly, like, influenced by me doing that a ton as a kid. And sometimes it was like drawing, just trying to draw screenshots of stuff that already existed. And sometimes it was just trying to kind of make it up stuff as I went along. It was a lot easier at that point because, you know, most of the games were like single screen arcade games. So, you know, so you could kind of draw an entire game right there and have it make some sense. But yeah, nothing in terms of like writing. My uncle, who, you know, was way into RBI baseball and some other stuff too, he, for whatever reason, took it upon himself to write like fake game announcements at one point and wrote like paragraphs of like ad copy about these games, and they were all super dumb games. And I thought that was super funny, but I never actually like followed in his footsteps. Well, actually, I literally did, but it was years later we did that exact same thing as like an April Fool's joke for GameSpot. Like I wrote with Ryan, we actually sat down and wrote a bunch of fake game descriptions for a fake platform. And it was pretty much just me just doing that, because I thought that was super funny at the time. But yeah.
God, that just reminded me too that I'd forgotten that we had run the NES through a VCR at that time and recorded all the Super Bowls that we'd played, which our house rules were that during the regular season, the other person would play as the opponent, but then once the playoffs rolled around, you'd play against the computer.
Ah.
And that led to, like, my friend lost to the computer repeatedly in the Super Bowl, because, I don't know, if you're familiar with that game, it just went into, like, psycho mode, where the computer was, like, twice as fast and you'd fumble constantly in the playoffs, like, which was kind of cool. It felt like the equivalent of a boss fight, honestly, like, for a sports game.
Right, yeah, it got crazy.
Yeah, and he lost. His friend, like, destroyed it intentionally in college at some point, so it was a real bummer. But, huge fan of the site, in general, and, you know, thanks for doing this, thanks for doing everything.
Cool.
I spent a lot of time listening to your voice, so take it easy.
All right, cool. See you. Have a good night.
Later.
Later. To pronounce my name is Kanye, but some of my plastics still say K. Got family in a D-Kin folk from Motown. Back in the shy, them folks ain't from Motown. Life moving too fast, I need to slow down. Girl, and give me no ass, you need to go down. My father Ben said I need Jesus, so he took me to church and let the water wash over my season. The preacher tell me he believes right then. I had to drive somewhere today and get gas, and
I was in
the gas station was cash only, so I had to like fucking cram $20 bills into this machine to get gas. It was just like they didn't take credit cards at all, which I guess, like, you know, they do that because it's like whatever, they don't like credit card fees. There are a handful of stations around there that try to do that, try to sell gas for cheaper. But man, fucking come on. I would have left on principle and gone somewhere that took credit cards. But I needed gas. Yeah, I had to like interact with a human to get gas. I was driving up from LA not that long ago. And I stuck the credit card in the pump, and it said, "Go inside, man!" I'm like, fuck. And so it had been forever since I'd done that with, like, a credit card and, like, all the other stuff. So she's like, "Well, how much gas do you want?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I want to fill it up." And she's like, "Well, you know, you're just..." And so she had to explain to me how it works. She just seemed super pissed that I did not know how this fucking process went. He's like, "No, you just tell me the maximum, and then, you know, if you don't use that, you don't get charged that, or whatever." And yeah, so, I'm like, "I don't know, $1,000. Actually, I believe I said $50. I try to keep a little cash on me. I mean, it's a good thing in this case that I did have some cash on me, because otherwise I would have had to use my ATM card, and I don't... I mean, I know how to use my ATM at an ATM, but, like, I've never used it as a debit card, like, for charging stuff. I don't know if there's a separate pin for that, or if it's just the same. I don't know. there was this, there used to be a separate pin. It was like a separate pin if you want to use it as a credit card or something, maybe. I forget what it was, but I'd never had a pin number for that side of the stuff. Because it would never work. I tried it a few times and it never worked. This is years ago. I don't know what the fuck they do now. But yeah, I don't know. I try not to run my ATM through anything that's not an ATM machine. And even then, if it's a suspect-looking ATM, I go, oh, jeez. This thing is stealing my shit. Alright, it turned off the phone part of my phone, so. So there. So I'm close to home. Carter, and you didn't now, did you? Your song lies. Jay-Z's a liar. It's official.
Every day. Hey.
they want to listen to the Streets. I don't know who told you that I did, but they were wrong. Cars could be going faster. I just want to turn. Oh my god. It didn't need to be like this. I guess, under an hour. Can't complain. All right. Hey, everybody have a good night. And tomorrow's Friday, so I don't know. Figure that stuff out, I guess, right? Let's go build some boats.